This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes, does it again!
Again!
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
And he swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, Frank Lee, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
Welcome back to Play Tessie. We got a bonus pod for you guys today. Who says no with the Play Tessie boys? This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Before we get going, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars, subscribe, Apple, Spotify, the Odyssey app, literally everywhere. Hit that subscribe button, get those notifications. Find us on the WEEI YouTube channel. We've got the Play Tessie playlist there. You can find all of our shows in video form. Hit the thumbs up on those videos, subscribe to WEEI, and as always, you can find us on the socials at Play Tessie on both Twitter and Instagram. Here with Sammy, and I'm here with Pat, and it's a Who Says No Friday. I feel like every time, not every time, but specifically now and maybe a little bit earlier in the offseason, especially particularly with these episodes, it feels like we're gonna do the Who Says No, and then either during the recording or right after, a trade's going to go down and the podcast is just going to be completely irrelevant. Like with other shows, like the opinions that are said are still relevant even if something goes down during or after the show. But like with a Who Says No, if we record a Who Says No and it's for Nolan Arenado and the Red Sox get Nolan Arenado, like either, honestly, even if they get Arenado the day it drops, it just like immediately the show becomes irrelevant. So there's always like inherent risk recording these, especially like right now where it feels like any day something can happen.
I mean, yeah, we're putting our lives on the line for the listeners every time we do a Who Says No, if you think about it. So feel free to Venmo us cash straight up.
And you know that if something does go down, we'll be here for an emergency podcast. Oh, we'll be here. We'll be here.
Sipping on that Brezzy. Okay, let's move on.
Ew. What happened? What is going on? What is Pat's? Pat, it's your turn. It's your turn for Who Says No. 2 weeks ago, we had Poolside Joe's trade ripped around the world. Last week, we had my trade where the majority of Red Sox fans did not want to make that trade for Nolan Arenado and Ryan Helsley using Sedan Rafaela. Pat, it's your turn this week. What do you got for us?
So, I opted to go the Gordo route. I did not include Willier. I did not include Cutter.
Let's go. There we go, Pat.
I stayed away from the Cardinals. I stayed away from the Twins. I went a whole new avenue, a team we haven't done.
No Mariners?
No Mariners. Totally new. Whole new idea. So we alluded to it last episode. It was actually like a perfect setup for this. God forbid the Sox address the bullpen before this drops. But I have the Red Sox trading for Padres closer setup, man. Robert Suarez, who we know is on the block. The Padres actively trying to cut payroll to their bigger contracts. I think it really is just Xander. They're so desperate. They're willing to attach top prospects to him just to get him off the books. But Suarez is not a cheap guy. He's got 3 years of control. He's a free agent in 28. So if you trade for him, you get him for 25, 26, 27, $10 million a year AAV, which is, you know, about what the market is right now. I think Yates got 13. I think Yates is a little bit better, obviously a little bit older. So $10 million is, it's not a deal. It's not robbery. It's a very fair value for a guy like Robert Suarez. It's Chapman money. I have the Red Sox trading for Robert Suarez, and in return, they are sending the Padres. We are a Sox prospects fan. We use their rankings. I have them sending 12th overall prospect Yasnixon Garcia and 13th overall prospect Mikey Romero. So the thought process here: Sox obviously add another leverage arm to the back of the bullpen, which Craig has been saying they're going to do for what feels like a 13 months now. They finally do it. They finally get a guy who you think Robertson on the market, maybe 1-2 year deal. Finnegan, 1-2 year deal. They get a guy who's locked up for three. They get a guy who's had some leverage innings. They have a guy with postseason experience. These are all things that I think would go miles and miles and miles for this bullpen, especially with so many question marks, no bona fide closer. You need a couple of guys who can step in there and lock shit down. So I was curious where the Padres farm system stood, because, I mean, 2 years ago, they had an absolutely loaded farm. And I'm like, some of these guys graduated, obviously, whatever. Dear God, is that farm system bad? So I was like, what happened here? AJ Preller traded literally all of them, every single one of them. So this is the 2023 Padre system. Jackson Merrill, obviously graduated, all-star center fielder, future star in the league. Dylan Lesko was their number two prospect, traded to Tampa Bay for Jason Adam. They still have Ethan Salas, who is, I think, 18, 19 now, still, you know, top 100 guy. Samuel Zavala, White Sox, number four prospect. Number five prospect, Robbie Snelling. He's with the Marlins. Number six prospect, Adam Mazur. He's with the Marlins. Igor Rosario graduated. Like, that, the cabinet is barren in San Diego. And the Sox, on record, have one of the deeper farms in the league. So we're talking about a 12 and 13th ranked prospect in Yasnixon and Mikey, who probably slide into the back 10 of the Padres system pretty comfortably. So they get Suarez off the books. They restock the cabinet a bit. You know, we're talking about guys who might contribute the major league level. The other reason, especially for including Yasnixon, Jason Hayward is a starting major league outfielder for the San Diego Padres in the year of our Lord, 2025.
$1 million deal.
Yes. Like, their outfield situation after losing Drix and Profar is real bad. And in their farm right now, right this second, their system is catcher, shortstop, lefty pitcher, righty pitcher, and then an outfielder who is playing in ACL. So they have no reinforcements coming up through the system. Yasnixon has hit in the minor leagues. He might not be a great defensive corner outfielder, but with Merrill and Tatis, you don't need that. So that's how the Padres look at it. From the Sox perspective, we talked about it last episode. I hate the word logjam because that's not a bad problem to have. But you're talking about a guy in Mikey Romero who plays the same exact position as Marcelo and Campbell if he slides in at second base, and Story, and Yoelín Cespedes, and Franklin Arias. That's an expandable guy. Even if he goes to a corner outfield spot, he's still expandable. And same thing with Yoss Nixon. Outfield, the middle infield are the two areas of extreme depth throughout the organization. So they offload two decent prospects they don't necessarily need. And in return, they get a high leverage arm in return on a fair contract, and they take on all the money. So who says no?
Sam, you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. So first off, Suarez, I love that idea. And I think San Diego would obviously be willing to move him. He makes a lot of money. I think he's definitely not going to be the closer this year. He was last year, but I think Jason Adam, who they traded a lot for, is clearly better in every single way. So I think they'd be open to moving him. I think he's a good fit with the Red Sox. My problem with this is I think you could get Suarez for much less. Because if the Padres are cutting costs, that means you, the Boston Red Sox, have the leverage, which means you do not have to pay them full price. If they're really like, we got to get rid of this guy, we got to save money, you're the Red Sox, you're like, okay, like we'll take the money, we'll take the player, but you're not going to get a crazy return. I would see if Padres would do that move for one of those guys. Now, if they said no, I would really have to think long and hard about it. I don't know if I would do both those guys for Suarez. And that's nothing against Suarez. Like I said, I like the player a lot. I agree with you, Pat. I think it's a very fair number, $10 million this year and then $8 the following 2 years. So I think the Padres say yes. I think the Red Sox say no. But I don't think it's like a crazy no at all. I think they'd probably just say, like, would one of these guys get the deal done? I'd offer, give this a try, Yoss Nixon. Instead of Romero. I just feel like, you know, the shortstop, I'd prefer to keep him. Plus, he looked really good last year. I think he could be a very good prospect in a year from now. So, again, I think Padres say yes, Red Sox say no. I would definitely try to do that trade for one or the other of those prospects, though.
Here's my take on it. Robert, and this comes with the caveat that Robert Suarez is probably my favorite reliever that's available for trade or a free agent that I would want the Red Sox to get. Like, Helsley's better, but I think just for the cost and what the Red Sox need, I would want Robert Suarez. Like, I would really want the Red Sox to trade for him. That said, I'll go even further, Sammy. I don't even think the Sox would need to do one of those guys to get him, and I'll tell you why. Because you can point to the contract that Kenley Jansen just signed, 1 year, $10 million. Let's look at what Kirby Yates signed, 1 year, $13 million. So Robert Suarez, he's basically on a 1 year, $10 million contract. But if he's bad or if he gets hurt, you're going to be on the hook for even more money. Hello, Chester.
He's back. Chester's back.
Actually, he was there the whole time, but he's leaving. But yeah, it's basically, there's like a double poison pill clause in this contract where it's basically, if he's good, then he's going to leave you, and it's 1 year, $10 million, which is like, okay, that's basically in essence what Kirby Yates got, who had like a 1.17 ERA, where Suarez had a 2.77. And if he's bad, you're on the hook for a bunch of extra money. So to me, I basically, the reason, one of the big reasons why I'm so in on Robert Suarez, and Sam, you alluded to it with the Padres being so desperate to dump money, I don't think you're going to need to give up much of anything at all to get that guy. Like,
You don't think your 12th best prospect constitutes like a small return? I feel like that's, yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, maybe
sign a guy. I think if Robert Suarez took a 12 to 15 ranked prospect to get, like, the Red Sox would be much better off just signing David Robertson, giving him that $10 million, which is an overpay for David Robertson, in my opinion. Overpay for him. Don't give up the prospects. You get maybe a slight downgrade on the pitcher, but I mean, the password and Mikey Romero are not like small. Like, in most systems, those guys are top 10 prospects, and you'd be giving them up for a guy who comes with significant risk because of that contract. So I really want the guy, but I think it'd take like maybe a guy in like the 25-ish range.
Okay. A question for you. Let me. Would you trade Luis Guerrero for him. And Luis Guerrero, before you answer, is probably going to be in the major league bullpen, if not right off the bat this year, then at some point. And he looked good in 2024. Would you do that?
I think I would do it if David Robertson came and Kyle Finnegan came off the market, and it was, and this is basically what's in front of me. But
so
I would
today
still,
you wouldn't do it.
Today I wouldn't do it. Today See, I would sooner I, pay would those do. Guys.
I would do it, and here's why. I think relievers are very volatile. Of course, we all know that. But to find a guy like Suarez at that level, that's not easy to do. He's very good. He's a back-end reliever. We can confidently say that. You can find these middle reliever types like Luis Guerrero, not easily, but they come up fairly often. So for a guy like that, I would do it. That said, if you think Luis Guerrero is going to turn into Robert Suarez, then you're like, oh,
well,
crap.
That's
is it,
the
is
thing.
Is it worth it?
There you
yeah.
go. There you go.
It's tough,
like,
man.
And he's got 6 years, and it's like he's on no money, and he has that potential. Like, he throws absolute gas. Would I trade a guy in the lower minors that's in that same, like, because I know Sox prospects brought Luis Guerrero back into their top 30. Would I give a guy who's in, you know,
top
A-ball
20,
or
17th
he's in the top
right now.
17th? Okay, yeah, even more so. But, like, would I give a guy in the 25-ish range who's in single or double A for him, who maybe has some promise? Yes. But, like, the truth of the matter is Robert Suarez should... He should be a dump, like, and that has to do with the Padres situation. That has to do with his contract. Like, those contracts are like, why do you think the Yankees are having such a hard time trading Marcus Stroman? He's got the poison pill thing too, that player option, where it's like, okay, here's Marcus Stroman, but guess what? If he gets hurt, you're stuck with him while he rehabs. You're paying him for nothing.
But he's also like bad.
But I'm just saying, like, you saw it, I'll say, what was it, 3 years ago? Remember when Carlos Rodon was dominating for the Giants and they just couldn't trade him because he had a huge player option for the next year?
Yeah. I get what you're saying. I hear where you're coming from. You're making me reconsider my answer, but I still think I'd have to, for password, Yastinkson, I'll try it again, Yastinkson. I don't know. It's so hard for, especially... You also have to consider you're the Red Sox. Look at your surplus of outfielders. It's absurd. We're already talking about moving our gold glove rookie, Willier Abreu, who just had a OPS plus well over 100 and won. Like, it played the toughest right field. And we're talking about you got to move him to fit guys in. You have better guys coming up. Like, I don't know, man. It would take me a long time to decide if I would move Garcia for him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm going to be honest. This is very, very lazy research on my end. I took one quick glance at his contract. I thought it was two, then an opt-out. One, and then an opt-out of two more years changes it a bit. I actually am on Sammy's side now, knowing what his contract is. I think I would offer Mikey Romero. I think that would be my new refined package for the contract I was recently unaware of.
That's the graphic then. So that's the graphic.
Yeah, that's the graphic.
That is the graphic. Again, I'm going to own up to my mistake. I was lazy.
There you go, Pat.
I took one quick
accountability.
Glance. I thought we were getting two, probably 3 years of Robert Suarez. I am offering Mikey Romero.
Okay.
Mikey Romero for Robert Suarez, straight up.
And it's not even an opt out of the 2 years. It's two separate. So if he's if he's bad this year, he opts out. But if he's good this year, if he's bad this year, he can opt out.
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
I thought it was two, then an opt out of the third. So hand
there
up.
There we go.
My bad.
Wait. It's set. I'm looking at his contract now. It's opt out after 2025. So if he's good in 2025. Well, I guess it depends how good. Like, if he's, like, good but not great, maybe he sticks around. But if he's, like, good like he was in 2024, he's gone. He'll opt out. Why would he not? Especially, there's not many great closers nowadays. I'm pretty comfortable saying that. There's not a ton of them out there. So if he is looked at as a closer, then, yeah, I think he'd opt out. But that was good. Credit to Pat for the mid-episode amendment. I think that's a better who says no. I don't know if I do Romero. I don't know. I really like Romero. I feel like if he can stay healthy, he's going to be a stud. Stinkson, less so. More question marks with him. But do you really want to split up the brothers? It'd be heartbreaking. So, no, that was a good one. Pat, I think that was good. Who says no? That was a thoughtful one. Suarez is, whether you like the trade or not, there's no denying that that should be a guy that the Red Sox should be considering.
Oh, yeah. Like, even though I just gave you all the reasons why I wouldn't even do one of those two guys for him, I still, and it's in large part because I think he can be had for so little, why I really like the idea of getting him, but he's still right at the top of my list. But Sammy, if it's Mikey Romero for the password, Mikey Romero for Robert Suarez, who is saying no there? Do you have it as Red Sox say no, Padres say yes?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I don't think the Red Sox would trade Romero. I think they'd consider Garcia. But yeah, but for Romero, I think Red Sox say no. I think Padres pretty much take anything that's like a decent return. So I think they would say yes.
Yeah, I still have it as Red Sox say no. But I'm also not against dealing Mikey Romero. I'm not either. It's in this deal. But like if Jason Adam were available, then we can stack some shit up. I know he's a rental, but I don't think he is available. I think they were talking. Yahoo. Jeff Passan talked about how they could trade Robert Suarez, and then Jason Adam becomes their closer. So,
yeah, I mean, Jason Adam's got to be the closer, regardless. He's so good, that guy. You know who I'd be interested in, just because he's cool,
Xander
Matt
Bogaerts.
Waldron. No,
oh, yeah, that's cool,
Waldron.
Give me Waldron. Give him number 49. Knuckleballer, an ode to Wake. That'd be so cool.
Is there a team that loves trading for disgusting relievers and then immediately letting them walk more than the San Diego Padres?
Barlow.
Barlow, Hader, Tanner Scott, Jason Adams, sure shit's walking. Like,
oh my God, yeah.
It's bad business to trade. And like, look at their Tanner Scott package.
Yeah, they gave up a haul for him and Jason Adam. Hauls.
Yeah. Yeah. Jason Adam, too. You're right.
Matsui doing? Is that Matsui guy good?
Call me crazy. I think I'm about to rattle off his ERA from last year. If I get it right, I think he had a 3.88 ERA last year.
Close. 3.73.
Oh, come on. No.
Yeah, he's fine.
I think, I think I know Lance Berkman's batting average from 2005. I think he hit 291.
How do you know
that? Check? I'm going to check. I don't know. It's like a core memory. Hold on. Lance Berkman.
In 2005, he hit... What did you say he hit, Sammy?
I said 291. 293, damn it. I was close.
He missed a bunch of time, too. Why is that
Jeff Bagwell? I don't know, because I think it was because him and Jeff Bagwell were on that team and they had really similar batting averages. And I remember being like, oh, look, they were so close. No, not Bagwell. Someone else. I can't remember. But yeah, Lance Berkman, 2005. One of my favorite seasons.
Shout out Lance. Shout out Lance.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how we all have like these weird baseball core memories? Like we remember the most random numbers and statistics and shit like that. Maybe it's just me.
You're definitely more on the on because of the jersey numbers. Like no one remembers a jersey number like Sammy. It's the truth.
Yeah, it's a stupid skill to have.
It is a crazy like no one I've ever met. Sammy's got like two major talents here. It's the T impression and it's remembering jersey numbers. Those are like his two life callings. I swear, it's crazy.
Thank you, Gordo.
There we go. Anything before we wrap this baby up?
Nothing. No. Just like I said last episode, Tom Brady's the GOAT. Sorry.
Yep. So that's going to do it for this special edition. Who Says No? We appreciate you guys tuning in to this one. Remember, hit that subscribe button. Get all those notifications when we drop episodes. Apple, Spotify, rate us 5 stars. Hit the subscribe button. Find us on YouTube on the WEEI channel. We got the Play Tessie playlist there. Has all of our episodes in video form. Subscribe to WEEI. Hit the thumbs up on all of our videos. We really appreciate it. And as always, we are on the socials, posting videos after every episode. And soon we will be down to Fort Myers and spring training to get content with the players on your very own Boston Red Sox. Ask them questions, post them on our socials for you guys to see and enjoy. So make sure you're following there. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, it's Gordo here for this bonus pod of Play Tessie. Pat on the Who Says No. Good job, Pat. We'll be back next week. Till then, till next time, this has been Play Tessie. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.